News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There are few people that would argue Ireland is a cheap place to holiday, but you may have heard our conversation a little earlier on the show about my efforts to try and get somewhere to stay for myself and two of the kids, and my wife obviously, next week, and just the kind of prices we were quoted, the best one being £3,095 for a four-bedroom house for three nights down the west of Ireland. Megan Virgo, freelance travel writer for the Irish Daily Mail. Is there value to be had out there? Because I have to say, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, Shane, I mean, that's extortionate, the price that you were quoted there to head away next week for two kids and yourself and your wife. I think in the grand scheme of things, you know, generalizing, I think a lot of people can say that Ireland is a ripoff to holiday in. And I think it comes down to your needs versus your wants. So realistically, if you want to stay in major cities or you want to go to hotspots, you will be paying a high price. Is that fair? No, it doesn't seem fair. What you just quoted there, I mean, that's robbery. But when you do a deep dive, there are higher operational costs for the hospitality industry in Ireland versus other European countries. So for example, there's commercial rates, there's the cost of insurance, there's also energy costs. I mean, the energy prices in Ireland are amongst some of the highest in Europe. Then we have labour costs as well. I mean, the minimum wage and average salaries in Ireland is higher than many of the cheaper European cities. So there are some of the factors that contribute to the overall expenses. Absolutely, Megan.
I get that. I absolutely get that. And it really is important to say that. We're not Spain. We're not Portugal. We're not Croatia. We pay higher wages. Our cost base is higher. And I don't think we should be trying to chase that that kind of sector either, that kind of market either.
Yeah.
But like, if I compare with, say, 2020 or 21... Sorry, just to finish the question, if I compare with what I was, and I did staycation in Ireland in 20 and 2021, like there was still value to be had. We hired a house for 2 weeks, a beautiful house in 2021. I think it was 950 quid for the week, which was perfectly fine. Looking to try and get that same house now, it was about 60 or 70% higher than that. Like even allowing for increased energy costs and so on, it does seem like there's a squeeze going on.
Yeah. Oh, it's greed. It's unfair price hiking. And can the owner of the accommodation do that? That you just told us about? Absolutely. But it's unfair. And I think it's damaging as well for, you know, the reputation of Ireland. I think it's something that should be unregulated, that should be regulated. Because it doesn't seem accessible. You know, you should be able to explore Ireland, but there is value to be had.
I was going to ask you, where is there value? Because we threw our hat at it. We just went, okay, we're not going away next week.
Yeah. And, you know, I suppose if you go off the beaten track and you look for, maybe if you go more rural as opposed to the hotspots, you might find better value. For example, for anyone that wants to explore the Wild Atlantic Way this summer, one place that I found is Ardnamhara Poolside Cottages in West Cork. It's just 5 minutes from Clonakilty. And the cottages there are beautiful. They're actually in this wooded valley, and in the middle of the cottages, there's six cottages in a courtyard, and they have a pool front and centre, an outdoor swimming pool in Ireland. That is heated. And there's also a tennis court. There's a lake. And guess how much it costs to stay there a night?
Go on. Tell me.
Starting from €135 to €150, okay, depending on the cottage.
That is good value.
Yeah, there is value. It's actually somewhere I found back in 2020. And Shane, I actually double checked with the owner last night just to see if the price was the same. And the price still remains the same. And I think that is great. And that's a reflection then of someone good in the hospitality sector that isn't trying to fleece someone. But I don't know if you agree with me here, but I do think that the hospitality sector, whether it's a hotel or whether it's an Airbnb or, you know, another accommodation like that, that it should be regulated because it is damaging to our reputation. People don't think that it's accessible. It's not accessible for us as citizens to holiday in Ireland, and also for people coming in as well. They know that they're going to have to spend. So I think that can be quite damaging. Like I'm a press journalist. I would go on media trips sometimes. And even when I speak to international media, you know, they say how expensive it is to holiday here. But, and it is if you go to the major cities, I guess. But it, I guess the example there that I gave of that lovely spot there that I found in West Cork is, you know, it just shows that there is value to be found when you
Definitely check that out. I'll definitely check that one out. Megan Virgo, a freelance travel writer for the Irish Daily Mail. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.